Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It is time now for Mind Your Business. Let's talk about renewable energy. That might be all the rage these days, but there's a lot more to it than spinning wind turbines and fancy-looking solar panels, right? I mean, Singapore-based G8 is helping to accelerate the world's low-carbon transition by developing renewable energy projects powered by innovative offshore wind and floating solar technologies. The company bills itself on its website as Asia's leading offshore renewable energy developer and subsea construction specialist. And recently, the company announced that it has entered into an agreement with South Korean wind energy provider Odin. So G8 will collaborate with Odin, and what they're going to do is develop a charging, lower powered entirely by renewable wind energy. And if you think about it, that really responds to this strong demand for renewable energy, right? You accelerate the investment in the industry. So what else is next? One of their ambition is to get listed on the NASDAQ. We'll find out more about that in just a bit. Right now on the line with me is Gerald Tan, who is founder and managing director for G8 Energy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. I'm okay. How are you doing?
Very good, sir. And wow, good stuff you guys are doing here. I suppose let's talk a little bit about G8 Energy to sort of set the stage, right? Tell us a little bit more about when it started and a bit more about the company's vision here.
We started in 2015. We kind of grew very quickly from there because of our overseas project and the uptick of renewable energy seen around the region. So the company actually focuses a lot on its engineering capabilities, on the marine construction and subsea construction, which leads us to build offshore wind farms and floating solar facilities around the region. So it's a pretty strong growth scene over the past few years, which has brought us to this stage. Yeah, so we are seeking our expansion around the region at the moment, hence our collaboration with Odin and our Korean partners, and even we have some Japanese partners on the technology side.
I mean, your specialty for G8 is subsea power infrastructure, so you're basically connecting power from offshore wind and solar farms, and it comes back to land. When you consider that 3/4 of the Earth is sea, the potential for more of these floating platforms is quite high. Well, what are your expectations here?
We see a strong growth in this area, especially if we have to be very sensitive to the urban and land environments today.
Okay.
Where we want to reduce any urban redevelopments or deforestation just to build a huge solar farm. So the only way to get around this is to build things on water. Mm. So when we say on water, it means it could be a reservoir, it could be somewhere near shore where the area is still untapped and close to the electrical grid, or it could be a hydro dam as well. Mm. So these are extremely untapped potential to generate more renewable energy. And that's where G8 is focusing its engineering capabilities on to scale these projects up to another level.
Apart from infrastructure, though, I mean, what are some of the common hurdles that you tend to face when it comes to this? I suppose permits, maybe?
Yeah, right. There are permits, there's authority processes. Mm. Of course, we try to speed these things up with engineering, with good processes, with good management, so that all the authorities or the permitting processes could be appeased, and the project could be proceed quicker.
Yeah.
So a lot of these barriers are unknown, you see. So it's like, are we damaging the environment, or are we causing more harm just to create these projects? So we need to address these concerns at the engineering level.
Wow.
With proven facts and figures, and show that this is a better way forwards, and you know, to further enable clean energy to be generated back to the grid.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it kind of leads me to my next question, right? People tend to think it's as simple as you build more solar panels or more of these wind type of things. But there are quite a number of myths surrounding renewable energy. It's not as simple as it looks. What are some common ones that you've faced?
Right. In many areas, because the energy transition of our society has just begun, although solar technology has been around for a while, and so is wind, a lot actually has to do with the grid connection and the stability of the grid. So we're going to a phase where the solar systems or the wind systems are going towards megawatt to gigawatt levels.
Yeah.
And a lot of the grid connections are still not ready for this such kind of infrastructure. So the key thing now is to look at energy stability and the balance of the grid and moving towards a smart grid where cities and where small nations can actually be powered by clean energy in a much more stable way. And that leads us to energy storage technologies, new wind turbine technologies, and going forwards towards developing further on floating solar.
I apologize if this is too technical or maybe sensitive to approach. We try and see how it goes.
Right.
If I were to put solar panels on the top of every HDB block in Singapore, how far can that go in helping the situation? I mean, you talk about energy storage, maybe offsetting some of the electricity. Your thoughts?
It will not complete the picture, unfortunately. It will mitigate the issue, because what solar energy is good for is peak shaving. And during the afternoon where all our aircons are on full blast and everyone, the officers, and that's where solar energy is maximum in Singapore. We're right at the tip of the equator.
Yeah.
And it gives a good match to peak shaving. So we actually reduce a lot of our peak energy consumption with solar. But what it does not solve is, of course, what are we going to do at night where we still need the energy and the sun's not there. Mm. And then that's where you mentioned energy storage. The technology is developing very quickly on energy storage. So, and that's also what GIAT is looking at. So solar energy is just going to be a part of the solution for Singapore, for many countries. Mm. But as we mentioned, we need to look at the grid. We need to advance the energy storage and stability of the grid so that we are much more, or rather we are less reliant on fossil fuels, and we could actually tap more on storing the renewable energy and using it during the evenings.
Yeah, so no luck on immediately cutting your electricity bill. The best way is to just use aircon less.
You could still save some, actually. It starts from the first step. If the land homes, or you could actually put a small solar system on the balcony of your home, and it kind of powers your light. And
that would be interesting.
There's still some savings, but I guess the issue here is the environment and the carbon footprint of each of us.
I want to bring up that in the papers this morning, NUS has a strategy to innovate ways to reduce the country's reliance on fossil fuel. This comes as a hydrogen as an energy source, a $25 million institute. It is the buzzword, right? You're pumping money to all of these sort of potential ways to save the planet in that sense. For you, this is a personal question. What motivated you to start your own company, to want to get into this space?
Well, I think it's a strong cause of a mission to apply our knowledge and to see what we could do best in Singapore. We develop a strong network of engineers and capabilities in what we have here and solve one of the greatest problems of our time, which is the energy transition. So that mission becomes a very compelling, not just for me, but for the team entirely to develop good solutions around the region and what we could do in Singapore. So it's actually kind of a, you could say it's a mission, but it's also a crusade to see whether we can develop the best solution for Singapore and other nations to mitigate the use of fossil fuels or rather our dependence on carbon-related fuels.
Yeah. And you talk about, doing it for the region as well. And we did mention this at the start. You guys entering into an MOU with South Korean wind energy producer Odin. Yep. Let's talk a little bit about this partnership. Yep. Why a South Korean company?
Right. That's a great question. We've started constructing wind projects, offshore wind projects in Korea since 2017.
Okay.
And it's actually one of the stepping stones of the company. And today we actually have a G8 Renewable Energy Korea under our wing, and we've got quite a strong team in Korea. Why Korea? Because they do have some leadership on certain renewable energy technologies, like wind, energy storage, government policies. They're extremely forward-looking on renewable energy as a nation. So there's a lot to learn and there's a lot of collaboration. Why are we working with Odin? Is because they have the next generation wind turbines that starts generating energy at two times less the wind speed. And as the wind speed in Singapore is nothing to shout about. Sometimes I've even problems flying a kite in the East Coast. I'm sure I'm not the only one, but But, you know, if you go down to the southern islands, you do get a fair, a healthy wind profile. And that's where we can use some technologies to accelerate the wind, to stabilize the wind and concentrate the wind energy to create more wind energy out of lower wind speed. And what Odin and us are collaborating on is to create a hybridized approach towards solar and wind. So you get energy during the day, you also get energy during the night. And that's one of the approaches of...
Maybe a bit technical, but so when you develop these technologies with this South Korean company, Odin, right? How then do you expand it or spread it out to the rest of the region? Is it the same concept as like having a grid or tapping into a grid?
That's a great question. The application is quite broad. So we've got a line of service called Island Power Systems. And there are actually quite a lot of islands around Asia, the region, where they need power. And these islands are powered by diesel generators.
Okay.
And you know, with the price of fuel now and the situation in Ukraine, it becomes quite concerning because our energy supplies around the world are not as stable as they used to be. Islands around and industries are looking for good alternatives. And if we could provide wind and solar energy together on some of these shore islands to keep them independent and sustainable on energy supplies, it's a very compelling package to provide for these clients of ours. So we're using the Odin technology with solar with energy storage to offer complete packages to some of these islands. And I mean, if we expand it to a larger scale, it applies to nations as well.
Very interesting. Gerald, just to wrap things up, I want to talk about your potential for a NASDAQ listing. I mean, what can you tell us about it in terms of what you've attracted so far? And I don't know, by any chance, is there a timeline?
Well, it's going to be an interesting journey towards listing. We definitely have our eyes on NASDAQ. And the reason for doing so is to gain a global presence for the company. And, Asia is just not going to be our market. We're going towards international exposure here to allow the company to grow globally. So we see this as an important step and a platform going forward. One of our pillars of growth. So in terms of timeline, we're looking at towards year end or beginning of next. I can't say too much because the market is quite volatile at the moment. But notwithstanding, the move towards or the transition towards renewable energy will always stay. And this is not a trend. This is actually a generational issue. So it will affect our children and their children going forward. So it's not an IT trend or is it a dot-com trend. It's something that we need to do today with the technology. And we need to grow to address all these issues for our clients.
Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck. I've been speaking with Gerald Tan, who is the founder and managing director for G8 Energy. Appreciate your time. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you so much, Elliot. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.